Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your... Up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Gentlemen, there it is. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. Your host with the most is Wayne Allen Root, and he will be back on Monday. My name is Lee Elsie, and I am, I guess you would call me, the official fill-in host for the Wayne Allen Root Show. I'm humbled. I'm honored. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, beating the heat and pushing all the buttons, making it all go on this fabulous Friday. You finally made it. Wherever you might be across the country, you're almost at the weekend. So again, just take a deep breath. We're almost there, even though we're at a dangerous crossroads. We're at the possible edge of the end of humanity, I guess is a better way to put it. China's ticked off. Taiwan is in trouble. There's, I guess, bombs being shot into Israel today, all happening as we sit here in our own country and, our president gets on the air today and tells everybody how fabulous things are under his watch, which is remarkable to me. And that's sort of where I wanted to begin because, you know, in 1932, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, in his address, said, "The issue of government has always been whether individual men and women will have to serve some system of government of economics or whether the system of government and economics exist to serve individual men and women. This question has persistently dominated the discussions of government for many generations. And for me, the government and the system of economics exists to serve the individual, or at least to stay out of the way. And this administration and a progressive mindset does the exact opposite of what Franklin Delano Roosevelt put forward back in 1932, and most conservative folks, their mindset is to have the person be in control of their own destiny and not a nanny state. The purest form of capitalism is free market or laissez-faire capitalism. That's where private individuals are unrestrained. They may determine where to invest, what to produce, what to sell, at what price, to exchange the goods and services. Don't you feel like this government, this nanny state, is taking that away from you? Because I do. The laissez-faire marketplace operates without checks or controls. In this form, this particular form, is the purest form. It's the purest form possible. And pure capitalism should never... or should ferret out bad actors, and individual rights should trump almost any and all regulations. And I know that's sort of a wide scope as far as what's going on in the economic world, but that's how I kind of feel that way. Like, we're being bullied. You've got regulations. And, you know, as a side, they're designated $80 billion, with a B, $80 billion to hire more IRS agents that are going to go after the middle class. So they're not staying out of your way. They're mucking it up and getting in your way. Pure capitalism is what we should strive for. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness should be the goal of everyone. And with each moment, the corrupt system becomes even more rigged, with big business behemoths and modern-day monopolies making competition nearly impossible for the little guy. And it seems like the progressives feed that beast. What happened during the COVID lockdown? Who stayed open? Walmart? Why? Why did the big box stores stay open and mom and pop had to close? Can somebody give me an explanation of that? There is one. The only one is that they wanted to destroy you. And today Biden gets on and talks about how there are more people working now than ever before. Those numbers are so skewed, it's pathetic. And how he can actually trumpet himself by saying gas prices have come down 60, 70, 70, 80 cents here in the last 60 days. Well, because they were $5.50 a gallon a few months ago. So we must, well, the thing is, it's like an anaconda slowly choking the life out of its prey. That's what the government seems to be doing to all of us. They suffocate the American middle class. We must reinvestigate and enforce these crazy antitrust laws to get some of these behemoths out of the way. But at the same time, you've got to give the middle class folks a chance to make something out of themselves. And at the same time, get rid of the leeches and the bloodsuckers and the flunkies and the dependents and the freeloaders and all other synonyms that equate to parasites. The official definition of a parasite is a person who receives support, advantage, and the like from another and others without giving any useful or anything proper in return. That's what a bloodsucker is. So on one hand, you've got the behemoths who are strangling the middle class with the help of the government. And on the other side, you've got the leeches and the parasites who are sucking whatever's left, leaving all of us here in the middle class with what? This latest Manchin-approved bill is going to be dangerous. Well, it'll bring us dangerously to the brink, I think, of a crippled middle class. Not that it's not already crippled to a certain extent. Can't talk. It's Friday. Been talking all week, and for some reason, my mouth's not moving as I would like it to. Liberalism has warped the American mindset, creating an entire culture that has embraced and accepted the once shameful moniker, by the way, of a parasite. So like I said, you've got the monster over here, the parasite over here, all of us in the middle. And slowly but surely, like an anaconda, they're squeezing the life out of all of us. That's the way I see this happening. That's what I see happening in front of us right now. Because I don't know where you live. I mean, I know we're broadcasting out over the entire country. And I don't know. Biden talked about how he was, you know, the leader, the number one president in the history of mankind as far as job creation. I look around Connecticut and I see empty storefronts. I see people walking around in the middle of the day without a job. I see a lot of people still with their hand out from Uncle Sam. That's what I see when I walk around Connecticut. And Connecticut is supposed to be some upper echelon state, of course, filled with all these rich folks. That's not necessarily the case, but the point being is that I do see a lot of empty storefronts in Connecticut. And I must think that in South Carolina and New York and Long Island, out in Vegas, it's the same thing. So I don't know what he is patting himself on the back for. I'm not really sure about all that. I do know I feel like this crony capitalism is destroying the country. And you couple that together with this idea of ridiculous oversight, and now the nanny state and, let's say, the ultra police force of the IRS being funded to come after you. If you're a conservative, because I said this, I think it was last night or the night before. If you consider yourself right of center, do you think you're not going to get audited once their $80 billion is in action as far as the IRS goes for everything and anything? They will make your life a living hell. That's part of the plan. Wear you down. Wear you down over time. And I think, in a way, they're beginning to win that. And as I said last night, I'm not really sure if the conservative movement is equipped to fight this battle. I don't know if there's leadership out there that can actually, you know, put on the uniform or put on the pads or put on the whatever it is that you got to put on to go out and fight the fight to try to beat back what's happening in Washington. It's sort of depressing. It really is. I mean, I hate to do that. I mean, but you think about where we are business-wise. Maybe I'm wrong about this. Maybe you guys out there are doing a lot better than I thought. Maybe this inflation isn't bothering anybody, 9.1% inflation. Maybe you're okay with that. Maybe you are okay with spending 60% more for groceries. They say 9%. They're crazy with that. Maybe you're okay with spending 60% more and not getting a raise. Maybe that's okay. Maybe you can live like that. I don't know. I think the majority of people out there cannot, though. That's the way I see it. That's the way I think it is. And I think, again, we have put these folks in power, whether it's Schumer or Manchin or Biden or Pelosi, and any of these folks down in Washington who have spent 50 years holding back the middle class and holding back free entrepreneurism and the free market capital folks who just want to make things better for everybody. I feel like every time there's some kind of a success story and, you know, an individual actually makes good, they try to destroy that. Anyway, my name is Lee Elsie. It's a Friday. We'll do some happy things, I guess, as we navigate. We have a couple of United States Senate candidates coming on. Best-selling author coming on to talk about, the insanity that is the world. That's Mark Morano. We'll do that in the second hour. We can take some calls in the first hour if you'd like. 833-WAR-TALK, or if you're calling from Connecticut, it's 860-464-9490. Friday. It's beautiful here in Connecticut. I don't know where you guys are, but it's hot. But anyway. All right, we'll come back. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Wayne Alaroot, has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgan's. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-875-4000.
1-800-888-7630, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Finding great candidates.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Be happy.
Do I come across
as angry? Be happy now.
I don't come across all the time. I mean, maybe the opening I was angry.
You know, I think you need a little fiber.
Yeah.
A little frosted mini wheats action. You'll be all right.
Sometimes people say that. They call me up on the morning show and they say, you're angry all the time. I'm not really angry all the time.
I mean, I know you're like, 72 now? I mean, I know you're getting to a stage where you get cankerous, if you will.
Right.
But, you know, you got to let some of that go, my friend.
Just let it go?
Let it go.
All right.
I mean, you're going to Grand Marshal in the Bridgeport Parade over this weekend, so you got to be happy for everybody there in Bridgeport. You're going way too local. Sorry. Sorry, syndication rules.
What that would even mean. I'm not really even sure.
You're the one who was bragging to me about it. You tell me.
Bridgeport Grand Marshal would do. I hate parades. And I do everything in my power to avoid them at all times. So I'm not really.
Very good.
And if it was a Bridgeport parade, I'd even do more diligence not to show up. Yeah.
Brought to you by Kevlar.
There you go. All right. Let me grab a call. So one of our favorite callers in Connecticut is Jan. And Jan is... either she's not happy or she wants to bring up something I talked about a week or so ago on my morning show. Jan, how are you?
I'm doing actually in your monologue, and I am happy with what you said, and I wanted to just make a comment about that. You mentioned that traditional military families aren't joining up anymore, and I know we talked about this on the air before. And we are a traditional military family.
Yes.
And we don't want to go anymore. We've sacrificed enough. And what I'm asking everybody to do is instead of saying, thank you for your service, thank you for your sacrifice, if you mean that, get out, go to the polls in person, and vote. And get Biden's minions out of there. and then in 24, get rid of Biden. So get up and go vote. And go to the polls. And I'm calling on the Republicans to have people there. So if you go to the polls and they tell you, like they did in California in the recall, that you'd already voted, they say, okay, you'd be very polite and say, well, I did not vote. I want to, and then you go, and you do your provisional vote for the Republicans.
Yeah. Jan, I'm losing you.
Oh, and you tell them what happened. So did you hear me now?
Now I can, yeah.
Okay, now?
Yep, we can hear. Now we can.
Okay, so you go to the Republican representative and tell them, but you need to go to the polls. And I am really tired of thank you for your service, thank you for your family sacrifice. And you're telling me these guys and women who died in Kabul, when this explosion came by, your ears are ringing, there's blood, there's junk everywhere falling into your wound, it's hot, there's insects, you're bleeding, and you can't get up off your butt, up off the couch, and go vote in person? And yet you're asking our families to bleed and die in that dirt so you can sit on the couch because you can't go in to vote? Now, there's some people who can't. I understand that, but these absentee ballots have been a problem. So don't say to us or my kids or anybody, thank you for what you've done, what we've done for generations. Get up and go vote. Report any problems very politely, but make sure that you get that report made if there's a problem. So, Lee, I agree with you.
Well, listen.
That's why we don't want to go. Why should people come home? You see those pictures of young men with, it's been a while, but their wife and baby stand there saying, thank you for helping us. The guy's missing two legs and an arm.
Yeah.
The wife's holding the baby looking kind of anxious because she knows it's never going to be the same.
Right.
Or the parents are taking care of a guy in a wheelchair who can't feed himself. If you're really grateful, get off that couch, think of those people in Kabul, and vote these people out.
Dan, you gave me chills, so I'm going to end it with that. I don't think there's anything I can even add to that. And again, if you haven't figured it out, Jan is a part of a Gold Star family. Heed those words, man, because there's nothing more powerful than that when you're talking about this country. So, yes, get off your rear end and go cast a vote in November. Otherwise, we don't want to hear from you. All right, listen, we'll take a break. We had a couple of people on hold. I don't know where you went, so if you want to call in, you can. We can take calls until the top of the hour. Again, 860-464-9490. That's my number here in Connecticut, or you can call 833-WAR-TALK and talk to Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas, and get you up that way as well. All right, we'll take a quick break. Bottom of the hour is next. Stick around. It's the USA Radio Network.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are continuing to go after the Democrats' big spending package titled the Inflation Reduction Act.
The Congressional Budget Office, the gold standard, according to Senator Manchin, has said in 2022, negligible effect on inflation.
During a Capitol briefing, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham arguing the bill will not lower inflation and will make things worse. President Biden is applauding the latest monthly jobs report, the economy adding 528,000 jobs in July, and unemployment ticked down to 3.5%. China is imposing diplomatic sanctions on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi over her trip to Taiwan, the Chinese Foreign Ministry saying Pelosi's trip threatened the peace and stability of the Taiwan Strait. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Gentlemen, you're listening to the USA Radio Network. Yeah, Jen was great, wasn't she, man? I'll tell you, The Gold Star families are phenomenal. What they've given up, I don't think the regular, average, everyday Americans can even begin to feel what it is that they've gone through. But I just want to thank her again and all the Gold Star families and all the military families out there who have given above and beyond. Again, I think it's just remarkable. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. And I know sometimes when I say it, I get pushback. People say, oh, no, you shouldn't feel that way. But I do. I always feel guilty. And it's one of the reasons why I try to go even farther, go above and beyond to help out military causes or military folks, because there is a piece of me that feels guilty. I mean, there was a sliver of time in my life where I could have jumped back in. I could have joined the military. I just didn't grow up in that kind of a household, so it wasn't sort of in the front and center. It wasn't until I got into my early 30s that I really began to pay closer attention to what was going on as far as politics and government and news. Yeah, I could have gone into the military in my mid 20s after I got released from the Cardinals. There was a sliver of opportunity where I could have did it, and I look back and it is one of my regrets. So I humbly apologize to all the folks out there who served, because I think it makes you a better person. All right, yeah, again, you can give us a call, 860-464-9490. You can try the 833 line, 833-927-8255. Off to the northwest hills of Connecticut with one of the smartest cats out there. His name is Reed. Reed, what's happening?
Meow, baby, if I'm a smart cat.
I don't know. That sounded a little strange for two guys to meow at each other.
Well, okay. Sorry about that. you know, I just want to pick up on one dumb data point, which is the Biden administration trying to redefine a recession. You know, this is probably a minor thing. A lot of people are saying we're going to have a minor recession. But, you know, what troubles me is why would the President of the United States and his entire staff be so paranoid of simply saying, yeah, it's a recession? You know, what is the problem with that? Why are they so nervous about that? Why are they so paranoid about conceding to a simple statistical calculation? Doesn't that make you wonder what the heck is going on? And when I hear stuff like that, and I look at the precarious condition of our leadership, and I look at all the stress points around the world, it makes me worried, because when you have all these stress points, the probabilities for something going wrong and not having any sort of warning sign go up.
Mm. Well, nobody, are you still there? Did I lose you?
No, I'm
okay.
Here.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because Reed's been in some kind of a financial scenario for, I'm sure, his whole entire life, and he doesn't like to talk much about it, but he comes on the morning show every once in a while, and he certainly enlightens all of us in some of these areas. So there is no such thing, and I wanted to ask you, there is no such thing as almost or kind of or a slight recession. You're in a recession or you're not, right?
Well, as my father used to say, there's no such thing as being a little pregnant.
Right, exactly. And you can't redefine something that's been a certain way for the entire life of the country, so just because it doesn't suit you in that narrative. Now, again, are some of the things that they're saying, Reed, are they legit? I mean, I like some of the let's say the left leaning or progressive leaning news outlets are saying, well, how can you be in a recession if you've got the lowest unemployment ever? Or how does that work? I mean, give us a little inside baseball on that.
Well, I think that a lot of that is skewed by the methodology in the statistical keeping that the government engages in, which is very suspect. I don't care if you're talking about measures of unemployment, measures of economic output, whatever. A lot of what government does in the way it reports numbers of that nature is not only ridiculous in terms of the components and formula they use, but if it were done in the private sector, you'd actually get into a lot of trouble. For example, GDP calculations in government are very favorably sensitive to increases in debt and increases in inventory. Now, does that make any sense? If you were running a business and you had an increase in inventory, normally that would be a reflection of the failure to sell the goods that you need to sell to generate a profit, and you'd look back on that and you'd say, oh, my God, I stocked up for a expected rate of demand that did not materialize.
Right.
Okay, and if you similarly, you know, racked up your debt, and a lot of that might be based on that miscalculation of increasing your inventory, why should that translate to an increase in output? That's the sort of thing that goes into our GDP calculations. As for employment, you know, there's a lot of suspect stuff about that, too, because,
right,
first of all, half of it is anecdotal in the sense that a lot of the surveys that are done are based on going out and doing opinion polls, the same way that Gallup calls up people or Harris calls up people and says, what's your opinion on a particular issue about a particular candidate? That's really not reliable statistical hard fact about employment considerations. Another thing is this very crazy calculation about who is part of the workforce, who is looking for work, etc., where basically they're excluding a whole bunch of people who are able-bodied workers in the working age group, and that skews the statistics. And that number has gotten so large that it acts as a very radical denominator when you're doing the calculations that can make numbers look very low. And that's been skewed by all these stimulus payments.
So that was where I was going to ask you. That was the next question I was going to ask you. Those people have been around, but not to this, you know, this quantity, right? So those folks have always been around and always been factored into an unemployment rate. But now, for some reason, what you just said, because most of them probably are happy getting either a stimulus check or some kind of assistance from the government, they don't go out and work. Is that, do you believe there's that many of them out there that fit into that category?
Well, in terms of, you know, that's a question that's directed to the attitude of people who could work or not work and might or might not have a very positive attitude in terms of what, you know, traditionally is known as the Christian work ethic. I'm very hesitant to use that term today. I'd probably get hauled in by Facebook. you know, I'm not sure it's all that. But I'm saying that in terms of the formula used to measure who is working and who is not working, that's the kind of measurement that's suspect. So, you know, when you see these very low numbers of unemployment, they're very leveraged because of these incredible exclusions being done as to who is part of the workforce.
Yeah, but hasn't that always been the case? They haven't changed that formula. It's just there's more people who have decided not to work, right?
Well, that's the key, and that really changes those numbers.
Right, but I mean, they're using the same formula that they used to use, though. It's not like they've added a different formula into the mix, right?
Well, there have been changes. There are always changes going on all the time.
Right.
But the point is, you know, what are you measuring? Are you really measuring people that are in an age range where they could be working in the workforce, and what the heck are they doing?
Right. All right. What else did we miss? Is that it?
Well, I'm just saying that it strikes me as very suspicious that when you get into these things and everything is, you know, sort of like what you and I just did, where you're out in the tall weeds talking about numbers and formulas, you know, which is a distraction. I don't think that's a way to discuss how an economy is working.
Right.
Why would they be so defensive about saying we're in a recession because
right.
we have had two consecutive quarters of contraction?
So
what are they so worried about? People absolutely accepting that as a conventional measure of a recession. When I see that, I'm seeing paranoia. It's somebody who is defending against something that's an obvious truth, and I think to myself, I'm suspicious about that.
Right.
That sounds weird to me.
Well, okay, so let me, I never really do this. I don't like to do the sports analogies, but there's a baseball term, use the eyeball test, right? So you can look at stats and facts and figures all day long, and they can say one thing, but then you can go out and look at a player and see how he moves and know that that's a player, right? So I'm asking you as a financial, like with a super financial background, give me the eyeball test on the economy. Biden can come out today and tell me it's fantastic and wonderful and everything is moving in the right direction, but you knowing what you know, eyeball test, are we going in the right direction?
You know, I wish I had said what you just said. It would have saved a lot of time. It's particularly because of this particular guy that the eyeball test that you're talking about becomes an issue. This is a guy who reacts very quickly to covering up something that should be something you're not suspicious about.
Right.
I would not be suspicious were it not for this behavior.
Gotcha.
And yes, it is the eyeball test. This guy is a guy you should be suspicious of.
Reed, great stuff, buddy. The music is playing, so I got to go. Have a great weekend, my friend. I'll talk to you next week. He's one of the good ones, man, out in the northwest hills of Connecticut, and we're better off when he calls in. So he pulls the curtain back as far as the economy goes and money every once in a while, and we're luckier for it. Hey, I know you're on hold. I see a bunch of other people on hold. Hang in there. We'll get right back to you. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Bunch of folks on hold, so let's go to the calls. Back to Connecticut we go, and Pat is up first. Pat, what's happening?
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good, man. What's up?
First of all, don't ever regret not serving. I mean, you know that I have, and you are a big supporter of people that have, and I can tell you that my fellow brothers and sisters that have, it makes no difference, but when you support those that have, those that are, and those that have passed, you probably do more for people and more patriotism than people have ever done who have served. So don't ever, ever regret not serving.
Well,
it is what it is. It is what it is. So I was listening to, I was, you know, I like to listen to you once in a while, but
yeah.
I don't get a chance to. And, you know, I was listening to Reed, and you were talking about, are we in a recession? We're not in a recession of economy. We're in a recession of labor, but we're definitely not in a recession of economy.
Tell me what that means.
So in September, they're going to raise interest rates again, probably another half or three quarters of a point, because they have to slow down all the stuff that's been funded by the government that's put us in the hyperdrive. But what's happened here is during the pandemic, and you know, I support Trump. I supported Trump, and he's a knucklehead, but I still think his policies were great. But regardless, he kept saying maybe a month or two into this pandemic, okay, time to open up, time to open. He didn't want the economy to shut down. He wanted it opening up. But whatever, it stayed shut down for a long time, and the people voted him out, and then people, you know, we kept the economy shut down. So what that did, though, is we as a country, for 250 years, we've been resilient. What that means is if there's a roadblock put in our way, we find another way. I mean, go back to John Rockefeller. They stopped kerosene. Well, okay, I'll do this thing called oil. I'll turn it into gasoline.
Right.
People figure out a way to do something else. So what's happened in the, you know, I'm doing a project in Troy, New York. When I started this project 3 months ago, when I was driving by, there was a Sonic Drive-In looking for help. 1550, a sign put right outside on Route 7 in Troy. I just left there today, closed this project out. They're at 1750. They can't get people to work. And so I kept asking this question, why, and I'm thinking about it. And I realized, and I, with some conversation to people, is the pandemic taught people how to work from home. Now, who they really taught how to work from home is not old farts like me and you, right? Because we don't know how to really do that. We have to go out and work, right? But the young kids have figured out a way to sell things, to you know, e-commerce, to do this. My son, and I know you know his stepdad and his mom, his brother has figured out a way to make money selling sneakers online. He's going to college in the fall, doesn't go to work, love to have him work for me for labor, but he doesn't. So the e-commerce. So what the pandemic did is it created a class of people that it's not, there's not people staying home anymore and collecting paychecks because they're gone.
Okay.
It really is. It really is. They're not there. But what they did is they figured a way out, you know, I know you got hacked on Facebook. How many ads have you, but regardless, when you go on Facebook, how many ads are you subjected to on Facebook? A gazillion, right?
Of course, yeah.
And that's what they're doing. They just sell things. And then you got friends and they're selling eyelashes. They're selling this. And they're selling this. And they're selling this. So the younger kids who are, I'm a pretty smart guy. Used to think I am, but I'm a moron compared to the young kids because they figured out a way to do things in e-commerce. And while they're doing this, and yeah, sure, some will go to college. The recession is going to happen. The recession of the economy is going to happen next year because next year this is all going to come back to the chicken will come back to roost, so they say. They're going to raise points so much, people are going to have to draw back. I was doing a couple of projects for KFC in Schenectady, New York, and Hudson, New York. Literally was digging the footing about a month and a half ago. Big project, right? They pulled the plug. They said, nope, we're done. No more new construction. Why? Well, labor's one, cost is another. In the middle of digging it, I said, guys, we have a contract. We have this. We don't care. Send us a bill where you're at. Give us your cost. You're allowed your overhead, markup, whatever you want to do. We're done. We're pulling back. This is Kentucky Fried Chicken,
wow.
who's part of Yum Brands, who owns Pepsi, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell. I mean, they're massive, right? They're
right.
Huge. So that's gonna happen next year. The real recession will probably start happening next year when all the retraction starts happening. But it's not gonna help these people are looking to be innovative. Because that's the beauty about America. Regardless of what happens here in our country, we figure out a way to do something else. And that's what happens. The internet, e-commerce, everything else. They're figuring out ways. These kids are staying home and saying, well, why am I going to work for $70 an hour at McDonald's? I could, you know, sell a couple sneakers or eyelashes or, you know, girls selling a couple pairs of pants. They can make the same amount of money from their home on their computer and not have to go to work. It's the future. I think that's going to be the issue that we're going to have to be able to deal with going forward. And the bricks and mortars business that I'm used to, and I call that what you're used to because, you know, you go to work, you have something to do. The bricks and mortars business that we're so used to is going to have to really change and look at things differently because I think that's the problem going forward.
Pat, that's amazing. We got to continue this conversation down the road again. So if you get a free day, you got to call in during the morning show because I'd like to continue this and expound on it. But I got to run. The music's playing.
All right,
thank you, kid. All right, Pat is, again, he is a builder, builds big projects. And there you go, a little behind the scenes. I don't know if they can be selling, I mean, how much stuff can you sell and who you're selling it to. But all right, we got a couple other folks on hold. Hang in there, I promise. We'll come back right after the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
For a $5 bonus,